It was for many a prospect too tempting to resist. A hacker posted detailed instructions on a Businessweek online forum, telling people how they could hack into a website and find out early whether their applications to business school had been accepted. While many applicants decided to sneak a peek, they gained access to restricted pages on a website run by the company Apply Yourself, which handles applications online. In most cases, they found only a blank page, but the business schools were notified of the online intrusions, and several of those schools have now decided to turn those applicants down because of the infraction. Harvard Business School is rejecting 119 applicants. MIT's Sloan School of Management is turning down 32. Richard Schmalensee is the dean of MIT's Sloan School, and he joins us from his office in Cambridge. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Explain for us why you made the decision you did to turn these applicants down across the board.
Well, it seemed to us that you really couldn't distinguish what they did from breaking into the admissions office to take a peek at the files. They're not supposed to be there. They knew they weren't supposed to be there, and yet they broke in. So it's either weak ethics or weak judgment or some combination.
And that, you think, might reflect badly on the business people that they might become?
Well, our mission is to develop principled, innovative leaders, and we don't want graduates with weak ethical sense or weak judgment. So it may not reflect who they will be in later life, but it reflects who they are now. And, you know, we said they could reapply next year, and another year of life experience might cause them to grow up a bit.
Now, they were only able to access their own information, is that right?
That's my understanding, yes.
And in some cases, they didn't find anything there.
Well, for us, they didn't find anything at all because we don't use the site to post decisions or tentative decisions.
How did you find out about this in the first place?
The Apply Yourself people knew which files had been accessed. So we knew that either the applicant themselves or someone to whom they'd given their password had penetrated the system.
And was it immediately clear to you what you needed to do in response?
No, we thought about it. You know, a number of people have said that that's not the worst thing they could have done. They didn't try to affect decisions. They didn't, you know, one can imagine worse crimes. On the other hand, one can imagine worse reactions than we will not take you this year, but you may reapply. I wanted to be sure that it was very likely that the applicant had accessed their own files, that it wasn't somebody else. And we will listen to people who want to tell us that that's not the case.
So they can appeal it, in a sense.
Well, anybody can always appeal an admissions decision. You know, if somebody is in Afghanistan and gave his password to his brother-in-law and his brother-in-law made the mistake, we will listen to that.
Some of the students who've talked to reporters anonymously have said, look, this was a case of bad judgment, but it wasn't some huge moral lapse. I mean, we're not talking about Enron here. Do you buy that argument at all?
Oh, it's not the worst possible offense, right? They weren't trying to alter the decision. I agree with that. It was a lapse in judgment, but it wasn't a trivial lapse in judgment. And it was a mistake that is not unlike picking a lock to go into a locked office to check a file. It's the same thing electronically.
A little easier, I suppose.
A little easier, but it amounts to the same thing. You're going someplace where you know you're not supposed to be to access something you know you're not intended to see.
Well, Dean Schmalensee, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Richard Schmalensee is Dean of MIT's Sloan School of Management in Cambridge, Massachusetts.